Thank you, New Hampshire.
This election is very important because our nation has a lot of crises in front of it, and we need somebody who understands how to make decisions.
I came out to vote because it's the first time in my entire life that there's an option of voting for a woman for president.
Hello, Louisville!
I'm not really excited by the candidates, but I really feel this is an important election because I think there's a lot at stake right now.
Cruz, I think he wrote himself off, you know, that whole New York values thing.
God bless the great state of Wisconsin.
I just don't want Hillary. There's just something about her that I don't care for.
I've been a big fan of Bernie for years. I followed his career forever.
The choices we have today, I think, are actually real choices.
The great state of Ohio, I love you.
The primary this year was actually harder for me because I don't feel particularly drawn to either candidate.
It's like, oh, does it really matter?
I'm going to do this. I want them to understand. I want to be unpredictable.
I want to be like Donald Trump. I want a helicopter.
"40 acres and a helicopter," was that the slogan from Donald Trump in this wacky, crazy 2016 campaign that's all over? Look back there at the campaign, courtesy of our control room. But wait a minute. The nation's capital is dead last in the political contest season. There's one more primary. Democrats will head toward the polls today in the final presidential primary. Voters will vote, but unique in this election, this primary's results won't really matter. In normal years, lots of primaries don't really matter. James Lynch is a political reporter for the Gazette of Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, host of On Iowa Politics podcast, was among the very first voices we turned to in this election cycle when things kicked off with the Iowa caucuses at the start of February. James, you got two words for how things are looking now?
Buckle up, because we're about to experience turbulence.
So it's just getting started, you say?
Well, it's not just getting started, but it's kicking into overdrive, I think. Whatever we experienced during the primary, we're probably going to experience on steroids from here until November.
What do you think people in the state of Iowa think about the conventions and about where we go from here?
I don't know if there's a whole lot of interest in the conventions themselves, but I think there's a lot of soul searching going on. Republicans are telling me there's no way I can vote for Hillary Clinton, but I don't know if I can vote for Donald Trump. And conversely, I hear from a lot of Democrats who say there's no way I'd vote for Donald Trump, but I don't know if I want to vote for Hillary Clinton.
So Hillary has the task of making herself a sort of electrifying candidate again. It's among people who are very skeptical of her. And Donald Trump has to erase the skepticism that he's engendered over the last few weeks.
Exactly. You know, we love to say we're going to hold our nose and vote for the lesser of two evils. And what I'm hearing from voters is they're not sure who is the lesser of two evils or if there is a lesser of two evils this year.
What, looking back to February, surprised you most about the campaign?
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, we assumed that Jeb Bush's million-dollar fundraising apparatus would buy him the nomination, that by Super Tuesday, Hillary Clinton would have the nomination sewn up. This little-known socialist from Vermont wasn't going to put up much of a fight. So I would say everything about this campaign has surprised us. I think maybe most surprising is how surprising everything was. Just every development was like, oh, I can't believe this happened, and we've never seen that before.
All right, so we're just getting started. Do you think that favors Hillary Clinton or favors Donald Trump at this point, turbulence going forward before we quit?
I think it favors Hillary Clinton, and unless this really is a backlash election where people are voting their frustration, their anger with Washington, then that probably favors Donald Trump, definitely favors Donald Trump. However, I think as things stand right now, I think Hillary Clinton is probably the choice of most Democrats, probably I'm guessing maybe a majority of independents, and I think there's going to be some Republicans who are going to look at her and say she's a more reasonable alternative than voting for Donald Trump.
James Lynch is a political reporter for the Gazette of Cedar Rapids and Iowa City and host of On Iowa Politics podcast. Thanks so much, James.
You're welcome.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.